Okay, now that takes care of all of those. Now we'll go to old business.
Right.
And we got two cases under old business. Our first case is 11,530, and that is a variance from the side yard setback in the Indian River Water Sports Club. Okay. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this was declared a record, case number 11530, Indian River Water Sports Club, located southeast of Route 312 River Road, being across from and halfway between Nanticoke Avenue and Cherokee Avenue in Riverdale, with a 911 address of 32374 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware. Tax map ID being District 1, or 234, map 34.12, parcel 43. The public hearing on this application was held on February 16th of 2015. Action was basically tabled. The record was left open to allow the applicant more time to prepare their case. I note that I don't believe the applicant's here.
No.
The opposition's here.
Mm. No. Did we leave it for him to prepare the case or...
Come back and hear the standards for granting, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Respond to the questions.
Oh, right.
And he's not here.
That's right, we did.
Yeah, we gave him an opportunity.
That's right.
We gave him an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, from the hearing, the notes I made were that the opposition did address the standards.
Right.
And that the applicant said he could remove the deck and the shed, move the sheds.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That's why I think he's not here.
Well, it could be.
Yeah. He had to meet with someone, wasn't it?
He believes the sheds can be moved into compliance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take it.
And he asked for more time to prepare his case. And he thought he could do something with the deck to make it brief.
Well, there's no objection, Mr. Chairman, since the applicant isn't here to better.
I think we do have to make a call to make sure that he isn't here.
Okay. Or a representative.
Ask, you know, to make a quick ask to see if anybody's here in favor or against.
Okay, Chairman.
No one here. You can ask questions if anybody's here in support.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to ask
if there's anybody here in support.
Is there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
They're here.
Okay. They're here. Okay, now.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if since there isn't anyone here representing the applicant and taking advantage of the opportunity that we gave them, and since the opposition addressed the standards for not granting the variances, I make a motion we deny case number 11,530.
I'll second to that motion.
I'll second that.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard.
And I guess, Mr. Rickard, you were not at the last meeting. Did
yes.
you have a...
He was.
I was at that meeting. Was this heard?
It was on the 16th. I don't believe you were at that meeting.
No, I wasn't. I watched it.
No,
is that Alzheimer's setting in?
Yeah,
I watched it in the snow day.
No, I watched it.
You were
though,
sick. You were sick.
So
yeah.
I guess the question before you second or vote on this, Mr. Rickard, is did you have an opportunity to listen to the transcript, to the,
yes,
to the
I
tape
did.
Of this
yes.
and review the record?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, again, then we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we deny case number 11,530. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
I second that.
I know, in favor again, right?
I'm in favor.
Yeah, Mr. Wharton.
It's getting worse by the minute.
Yeah, I know, it's getting worse.
You get mad, you're over here talking.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye for the reasons. The previous case has been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,530 is denied. Okay, the next one.
April.
Is case number 11,519,